So we back again with the 4-5.
I mean, I'll be honest, nigga, I'm lit. You know, like, I ain't even about to, like, no frills, no excuses, no lead in, nigga. Like, I'm drunk. So,
buddy, you want to talk drunkness? You came to the right place. What you sipping on, good brother?
All right, so I'm sipping on the good brother, Milagro and Strawberry Lemonade.
Milagro is elite. Speaking of Milagro, I was with the homies the weekend, and I actually finally had that Milagro Select.
Nigga.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm saying, bro. I'm saying. Like, you want to talk about, like, my favorite, like, not drug dealer price tequila? That Milagro Select, bro. That shit undefeated for $45.
No, for sure. I haven't seen it anywhere locally, but my homie got some. He was coming back, I think, from Mexico or somewhere, and he grabbed some at the airport. And
this shout out to the duty-free store, nigga.
Of course. It's just like my one homie who, like, drinks tequila, so me and him chop tequila up often. And, like, Milagro's probably, I told him, like, Milagro's probably my favorite. Not favorite, Milagro's definitely the smoothest tequila there is out there, at least for me.
Yeah, I mean, definitely for the price, bro. Like I said, you ain't regular Milagro, you ain't gonna find a better $25 tequila, and that's Select, bro. That Select nigga can punch with the best of them.
For sure. It only took, like, I think we had a shot or two of it, but I'm definitely looking forward next time I see it.
Yeah, man.
But this evening, I'm off that Dwayne Johnson.
Ooh! Nigga, I hate that shit. Do you like that?
It's all right.
I'll be honest, bro. I think that shit big cheeks. I got it for my birthday, and I was excited as fuck because I support everything that The Rock does, including Jungle Cruise, available right now for $30 on Disney Plus.
Oh, man.
Oh, but
him and that nigga Jim's wife.
But before I get into that shit, nigga, did you know? First of all, I never heard of Jungle Cruise. Like, that's not like shit from my era. So, like, nigga, Jungle Cruise is some of the most racist shit of all time, bro. Like, the Jungle Cruise ride at Disneyland, nigga, that shit's up there with, like, Dumbo levels of racist. They got all type of like Aboriginal shit and, like, nigga, shrunken head niggas,
yeah, and all Disney, that. It's old Disney shit. Old Disney shit is honestly probably a little bit more racist than the Klan was. The Klan was, they were at least overtly like, "Hey, nigga, we don't like you, nigga." But Disney, they was on some subliminal type sneak dissing.
Listen, Walt Disney was in his racist bag. We talked about on the last pod. We talked about one of the only great things that white people have done in the history of humanity is slurs. And, nigga, Walt Disney, bro, you want to talk about subliminal socialization? That nigga was on some next level. Like, that Walt Disney was on some racist shit to the masses, the way that the fucking Soviet delegation was with Bucky Barnes, nigga. Like, Sierra Hotel, India, banana, like... He was fucking bag.
And it's crazy because he was doing it with, like, everything. Like, in Dumbo. Dumbo's about elephants. How you get racist about animals, my nigga? Like, animals aren't inherently racist. But you had to sprinkle them goddamn racist crows up in that motherfucker. And he was doing it all over the place. So I got to salute him for being consistently racist throughout all his pieces. Up until, I guess, his kids or whatever start helping him out.
Yeah, I mean, fun fact, I've never seen Dumbo. I've only seen the clips. Bro, them crows, nigga. Like,
oh, no, you got to watch Dumbo. Just as a strange. It's a good story. And racism, the racism takes a backseat. So it's not going to hit you in the head the entire time.
I mean, for some shit that was made in the 50s, it's hard for the racism to take a backseat, my guy.
Yeah, listen, it's a good story, you know what I'm saying? And the nigga's sad, and you know I'm saying he gets happy, and they can fly with it. An elephant can fucking fly. What do you mean? That's crazy.
That's gotta take, that's, what do you mean? That's crazy.
That's the first part. So you feel me? But long story short, yes, I'm on that Terramana and some Tropicana juice.
Terramana is big ass. Honestly, bro, it kind of... That's the bottle I bought for my birthday, or one of the bottles, like the less expensive bottle I bought for my birthday, and I was very disappointed. I drank the whole thing, don't get it twisted, and sat in the theater and watched Tenet, and try to wrap my mind around time travel. However, yeah, that shit sucks, bro. The Rock disappointed me. It's hard to make a bad tequila, dog. It's difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, no, no. Most tequilas are at least average or mid at best. But, like, this is a... It's probably my least favorite. Like, I had it a couple times before, but I wanted to give it another chance, you know what I'm saying, today. Because like, I almost fucked around and bought some Don Julio.
Ooh.
Knowing we was getting rid of Corb.
Ooh.
But I said, you know what? Let me chill. Let me be a little low-key. I got to say...
Let me come with a nice little hot take coming off of my beautiful Mexico trip. Nigga, Jesus Christ. Right. Heaven, bro. Me and the lady and a couple friends. Shout out to Chloe. Hey, boo. Couple of homies was out there in Mexico, nigga, tequilaing it the fuck up. First of all, first and foremost, most beautiful trip ever had in my life. Like, nigga, like, you talk about, like, I felt very like Don Draper on that episode of Mad Men when that nigga was in Hawaii with Megan. Just living it the fuck up.
He was womanizing and hiding your identity. Is that what you were doing?
But yeah, beautiful. Shout out to Atelier Playa Mujeres. You feel me? My niggas was out here, bro. Shout out to everybody who was fucking with me out there. You know, all the people we met, all the whites. You feel me? All the black folk. Yeah, that shit was lovely. But being out there, bro, at that resort, you consume so many different types of tequila and like even shit that's like not available in the States type shit. And I will say that I enjoyed 93% of the tequilas that I had. So me saying that, imagine like having one tequila made by one of your idols that's fucking cheeks. Like, I feel like The Rock was not in on that planning process at all. He was too busy worried about family and fucking, I was about to say pumping and dumping. Jesus Christ. Clanging and banging at 3:45 in the morning. And he was not a part of the taste testing process whatsoever. Terramon is ass. I'm upset. I'm glad that you enjoying it, but that ain't it. It is not that girl. It is not that guy.
It's not the guy, pal. It's not my favorite tequila, but to a certain point, it gets the job done. And I know you ain't gonna tell that to Dwayne's face. So
of course not. Of course not. That is one of my kings, along with Bobby Brown, Justin Bieber, Vince Staples, Ray J. Who else? Bobby Brown. I sorry, said Bobby Brown.
You said Bobby Brown. You're talking about, so those are your heroes. You're talking about patron saints of the podcast?
Yes, patron saints of the podcast. Colin Kaepernick.
You forgot Orlando Brown?
Yes. Yes. I have not heard anything about him in a long time, which is good. That is good.
On his case, no news is good news.
Yes.
Another patron saint would have to be, well, it's the saints. It would be the twosome of Melage.
Yeah. Melage, you still got that open invitation, please.
Man.
Please.
I came across the shuffle the other day, and I was like, you know what? This is low-key one of the greatest songs that's ever been recorded.
It's so good, bro. Like Trickin' is amazing. And did you know that there's two versions of Trickin'? The one that we know is the T-Pain. Trickin' if you got it, Trickin' right. if you got... There's also, the original version had T.I. on it. The very problematic Clifford Harris.
Well, looks like it's that version I will never be listening to.
It's the tricking if you got it, tricking if you got it. Everybody know it ain't tricking if that shit was also hard. So
I will neither confirm nor deny.
Shut up.
Based upon what we know today.
So speaking of T.I., also this podcast is going very well. In case you can't tell, this is the Drunk Pod. All right. Wasn't I in the very beginnings of the pod? We used to get Big Smizzy. Recently, we've been kind of like, as a program director, I'm very meticulous about the subjects and even down to the minutes of how long we talk about shit. But we decided as a unit, you know, honestly, bro, like, this drinking and sitting around and talking about bullshit is how we became bros. You feel me? Like, I didn't have the privilege of being a star. You get what I'm saying? So I wasn't sitting in there listening to Dr. Dorsey with y'all niggas. You feel me? And Dr. Moore, shout out to Dr. Moore. He was only here for like a semester. When we
my dog Tim Moore?
Yeah, yes, sir.
The big Loke?
Yeah, man.
He was a Crip. I won't put that out there.
But, you know, I didn't have that luxury. So, like, me and you had to bond over just nigga shit. Fucking drinking and talking about absolutely nothing. So, I felt like, because, you know, I don't know if you paid any attention to the calendar. It has been 2 years since the last time that we kicked it in Columbus. 2 years in a couple of weeks.
I said all I knew was the 2019. No, it was 2018. Because I it's 20. No, wait.
No, it was 2019.
You're right, 2019. I'm thinking pandemic was started in
2019. Yeah, it was that's August 2019.
That's how my brain working, man.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. Like, and that's honestly, nigga. I have not, as wild as this sounds, I have not gone 2 years without kicking it with you in my entire adult life. I'm 29.
Now that you pointed that out, I'm thinking that's a fucking fact. That's crazy. I never like thought about it like that.
Yeah, bro. So the Lil Baby and Lil Durk show, everything Lil Baby. The voice of the heroes, Corey, Adrian. Actually more Corey. It's time. Like, I don't know, Adrian, use your City Plus benefits. we need to get these tickets and we need to set this link up in Pittsburgh in October. It is time. I need to come out. I need to buy an Evgeny Malkin jersey and get in my goddamn bag. Okay.
Well, now you talking my language. I'm pulling up in the motherfucking Mario Lemieux.
Yes, sir.
For the hoes.
The legend.
Or the Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, come on, bro.
Because I'm setting the tone for what is about to happen. Big pause. Full stop.
In case y'all can't tell, bro, this is our drunk pod. Like I said, niggas decided that it was time to just, you know, get back to basics, man. We want to continue to give y'all the content that we enjoy and the content that y'all enjoy, but we also, you know, sometimes you want to switch it up and do it in a way that's fun. I completely forgot what point I was on or what I was about to say.
Let's introduce ourselves. I think we introduced ourselves already.
Yes, yes.
But if not, I am Ain't That Wes. You can find me on all social medias at that account. I'm here with my dog, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Uptown, Ace Boogie.
The one and only.
A more.
The one and only big homie. So I told you I was dope.
Speaking of random shit, because that's what essentially this podcast is going to be.
Yes, sir.
I was watching, what was I watching earlier? The Olympics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big Trash. I don't. Yeah.
Shout out to Suni Lee.
Salute to Suni Lee. You know what I'm saying? Bring it home to go for the folks.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's this whole time delay shit is extremely whack.
That shit's whack.
But it's dumb. But I was watching the steeplechase earlier. And I'm thinking, right, who the fuck said, let's go 300 meters of running, which is, okay, sure, it's a whatever, we'll do that. But let's throw in a couple hurdles. Okay, sure, we can ride with that.
Yeah.
But let's throw in a hurdle.
Over a pit of water?
Yeah. Pit of water. like I know, I'm only 29.
Yeah,
I don't know how they was giving it up back in Athens in the early BCs or whatever.
Imagine all the Hebrews and whatnot dancing on top of chariots and turning tight ones. Ooh.
I said, we got to ask 40 water to give us a history lesson.
Shout out to Earl Stevens wine, which I have not had, but Corey says is game changing.
For sure. I was in the liquor store earlier looking for it. I couldn't find it, but I might have to order some online because I'm trying to get my little Trappiscotto on.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, I'm thinking, right, there wasn't like a rain, like it had rained earlier that day in Athens. And they was like, you know what, let's run this race. But let's just keep this puddle in the fucking race so we can like jump over it and land in it and get our shoes and shit wet just to run around a whole lap and do it again, right?
The steeplechase is one of the most fried ass events in the history of Olympic play. I don't know if there's anything more fried than that. Like, I was watching some handball earlier. That shit was wild.
Handball's fucking fire. Handball's
wild,
fire,
bro. My nigga. I was watching handball. I was watching a little badminton too. Yeah, bro. Like, the type of shit that niggas dedicate their life to is crazy. You feel me? Hey, like,
when you think about it, it's some wild shit, bro. It really is some wild shit. Like, when you the grand scheme of things, because this is something you're doing since you're like a teen.
Yeah.
And you're dedicating year after year after year to this.
Like, imagine being like 13 years old, bro, and being like, I'm gonna become a professional curler, my nigga. Like, I will carry a broom for my entire life.
Hey, man. And that's why, like, as far as curling goes, right? Because, like, let's say, okay, I'm a skateboarder. And now the skateboarding's in limits, you can do that. Or if I'm a fucking handball or whatever, you playing a team sport. But, like, if you like a curler, nigga, it's like one nigga, you just push the Beyblade or whatever. that's a nigga that, like, sweeps. Like, so you're just, like, a sweeper nigga.
Yeah.
So you practice sweeping for 4 years straight.
And nigga, them brooms look regular as fuck. Them look like McDonald's industrial brooms. Saying, like, bro, you would think them bitches would have different colorways. You get what I'm saying?
Or just like, just look different. You feel me? Like, my house is pretty clean. Like, my crib is pretty clean. Like, I sweep.
Yeah.
Could I fuck around and like clean for 2 straight weeks and be a motherfucking curler nigga? I don't know. The Olympics is wild. When you think about it as a whole, the Olympics is a wild scenario, man.
It's wild. And it's also the only time that that black people have American pride at all.
I don't give a fuck about America.
It's crazy. Like, I was texting my homie the other day. Shout out to my homie John Ning. My nigga just got engaged. The Asian bro. You feel me?
Absolutely.
You know, that's one of my day ones. We was black and yellow before black and yellow. I'm having a convo with him, and we was just talking about different shit, talking about gymnastics, swimming, all that shit. And like, I was talking about, yeah, bro, like, all the Americans is underperforming. You know, Simone Biles was having her mental issues. Big shout out to the GOAT, Simone Biles, and having the courage, you know, to fucking pull out of the Olympics when you one of the biggest favorites of all time in order to protect your mental health.
You still the GOAT, shorty. Don't even trip.
Forever. You know, we're talking about like her, fuck, like Katie Ledecky. Katie Ledecky been big ass. In these Olympics. Team USA basketball, we already know what happened with them. My nigga, Nyjah Houston, you know, I always been an X Games ass nigga. I've been watching Nyjah Houston since he was 13 years old. That nigga came in as the gold medal favorite and finished seventh. Seventh, my guy.
That's ugly.
So, like, just American performing terribly. And even with all that, still leading the medal count by like 8 medals and like is one off of the most golds. And why do I care about that in a year where all we've talked about is social unrest and fucking racism? I don't know. That's what the Olympics is designed for. Propaganda.
Listen, brother, that's all that matters. Niggas get out here, America does good. We play the national anthem, we hold the American flag up, we feel a sense of American pride. And that's essentially what it is. Like, we don't think of America, as far at least black people as we concerned, we don't give a fuck about America.
No.
For three years and nine months.
3 years.
Yeah, right. We care about America for like a month and a half every 4 years.
Yeah.
But that's what it's designed for. Like I know white people as a whole, and I'm saying not generalized, but I'm going to generalize.
Yes.
They give a fuck about America most of the time.
Yeah, they do.
So this is the only time that we, as not just black people, but as far as like other minorities and shit, this is the only time we care about America. You know what I'm saying?
No.
And that's only if we have athletes who look like us out here representing
the country. That's important, bro. You know, I'm on my Nori shit. Shout out to Propaganda. Take a shot for Propaganda.
You talk to you. You're Propaganda. Make some most Propaganda.
You know, you talk, nigga. I'm about to pour up on my Nori shit. Shout out to Drink Champs.
Okay, so yes, the Olympics is what's up. You know what I'm saying? We watching them in parts. I've also been watching, take a dramatic left turn. I'm rewatching Archer. In preparation, Archer's coming out with a new season next month. Archer's tremendous television. If you're not hip, it's an animated series about a spy organization. It's very, very, very highbrow humor. Not really sure why I'm giving this plug right now. I probably just finished the episode. I'm kind of drunk too. But let's say Archer is great television. If you're interested in watching a show, plug into Archer. You feel me?
Speaking of Archer is ending after his 25-year run. Shout out to Archer. Shout out to DW. Another GOAT.
Listen, did you know Archer was still on? Because I was shocked to learn.
No, bro, not at all.
Really? I was shocked to learn that Arthur was still rolling. I assumed that it stopped once I became a high schooler. I figured it just it was
Arthur
like,
is fire, bro. Like some of the shit that they deal with, like I know, like all the time we talk about cartoons that are like nuanced and you know give like life lessons and have like highbrow comedy and shit. We talk about shit like Regular Show is fire. Adventure Time is fire. Like all that different type of shit. But Arthur was different, bro. Like DW is the most savage nigga I've ever seen in my life, and you can tell by all the memes she got. You feel me? Like,
see that's honestly how we judge shows now on their fireness is how many memes they have. Like SpongeBob's the greatest show of all time.
Yes, sir. He's
got the most memes of all time. Arthur's yep. probably has the second most memes that we use.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Muffy in the squirting contest.
Let's have a squirting contest, bro. That shit, wow.
I see that mean a lot more than I should.
We got hella representation. Mr. Rathburn was one of the first gay characters I can ever remember seeing in a cartoon.
Yeah,
he got whole ass married. Shout out to gay shit. Shout out to the most diverse and inclusive podcast on planet Earth. Your big brothers from Beware the Ills. That reminds me.
Of course.
We have not plugged the show at all. Follow Beware the Ills. At Beware the Ills, Twitter, Instagram. You can find us anywhere you enjoy your platforms. We're working on getting on Triller sometime soon. That's the next logical step. But I was all
for the next 2-on-2, me and you versus
Shook and Barry.
Hey man, if there goes anything left with me and Barry, like our quarterback competition goes, it was looking good.
So completely switching topics because that's what we're going to continue to do all throughout the spot. I was thinking about like the baby has been in the news a lot lately for the worst possible reasons. And, I was thinking about like, what's the worst possible combination of problematic niggas that you could have. And it was the baby when he was spewing all his homophobic shit at Rolling Loud. It was a video of Lil Boosie commenting on the baby, and T.I. was the number one comment on Lil Boosie's picture. Nigga, that is an axis of problematic evil.
Man, listen. I'm see if I can find it. I'm gonna try to find his tweet earlier. But it was a picture collage of about 6 or 7 niggas.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, if you had to save one of these niggas, who would you save? So you can assume that all these niggas were problematic. It was Baby, it was T.I., it was Boosie. I think Chris Brown was on there. I think Tory Lanez was on there.
Oh God.
A few other niggas. It's not a really good time for our black males in the rap and hip hop industry.
It's really not. And I gotta keep talking about the baby because that nigga sucks. He sucks from a lot of different angles. You gotta suck real bad for a nigga to throw a shoe at you. You feel me?
You have to before you get into breaking it down, you have to understand how mad you have to be. Like, imagine, just think about it as yourself right now, as you're listening to this.
Yeah.
How mad you have to be to be out in public.
Public.
Out at a concert with thousands of other motherfuckers on, where was Rolling Out? It was Rolling Out in the stadium, or was it outside the stadium?
It's in a stadium. I don't know if it was. It's in a stadium.
It's in a stadium, okay.
Yeah.
You're inside a stadium with thousands of motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And you take your shoe off, knowing if you throw this shoe, you have to walk the rest of the night.
With one shoe?
With one shoe on. It's just socked just all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And understand the thought process behind that and saying, you know what? Fuck this nigga. I don't fuck with him that much. Yeah. I'm going to throw my shoe at this nigga.
Yeah. Drip voice. Yeah. But yeah, bro. Like, we've talked numerous times about how much the baby stinks. On the last pod, we discussed the Megan Thee Stallion baby situation. It's gotten worse since. Basically at Rolling Loud, Megan Thee Stallion performs directly before him. He comes out, he plays one of his collaborations with Meg, brings out Tory Lanez, and then plays his other collaboration with Meg, and then goes on a homophobic rant. Out of nowhere, too. See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
You know niggas is really homophobic when, like, they start talking, like, speaking ill of gay shit, like, out of nowhere. Like, it was completely unprovoked. This nigga just got done performing Bop And he's like, yeah, you know, put your hands in the air if you're not taking a dick in your ass. He was like, what? Excuse me?
Yes, not that there's any time to preface and bring up gay shit, but for him to just do it randomly out of the blue, it was like very concerning.
Yeah, and it was wild. And then, you know, he doubled. Well, we've been talking lately talk about ex-Brown T.J. Ward. Niggas doubling and tripling down on problematic comments. And yeah, bro, and it's just like, okay, like, yes, you suck. Yes, you stink. Yes, your music stinks. Yes, you're problematic as fuck. But like, where does it end? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, how far are you gonna go out on this leash? And apparently, the baby's nowhere near done.
Apparently not. Like, this is something apparently he feels strong about. He's got some support from some notable hip hop people such as T.I., such as Lil Boosie, and apparently this is something that he's gonna ride out. A pause maybe for him. I don't know if he feels that way, but it's wild to see like for him to kind of just come out the blue with that shit. It was just very ignorant comment.
We said it when we was talking about Pride Month. That lets you know that you pressed. You were pressing, my guy.
Yeah, it makes you wonder.
Yeah, that's not a good look. It's not a good look on you, my nigga.
Yeah, and what he said was just like you said, we spoke on this. It's ignorant, and it just doesn't make any sense. Like if somebody would just sit him down and just speak to him about what he said, it's dumb. But the fact like we talked on it that there are people who support him in what he was saying, especially notable people in his field, that probably allows him and enables him to think, hey, at least these niggas rock with me, so at least I'm saying something that's got to be true. I'm just speaking like somebody, I don't forget who says it, but it's like he's like speaking his, it might have been Boosie saying, he's just speaking his truth.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, which if you like, you're wrong, this is not your truth because you're not speaking in truth. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if you're gonna say what you're gonna say, we can't stop you from saying what you're gonna say. You're just wrong, and the rational people are just gonna have to view you as wrong, which you are.
150%
And that's what it is, honestly.
So the baby stinks, as we know. Who else stinks? Tory Lanez stinks really badly. That nigga smells. Who else stinks? You know, Doja Cat still stinks. This has been bothering me quite a bit. Doja Cat made a couple of bops, and everybody forgot about her showing feet. Shout out to Nori again. like
tweet of the year last year. But did you see her on Dave's show?
No. Oh yeah. And he fucking with her on there.
Well, you'll see if you see the show.
Okay.
Oh, wink, wink. But
I've watched a couple of episodes of Dave this season, and it's thrown me off, bro. It don't have the same charm of season one.
It doesn't. But I watched the latest episode earlier today. It's all right. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty good. Like once you get, honestly, the only blip I had was the whole first part of his Benny Blanco first episode.
I heard the Benny Blanco episode is wild.
It's pretty wild. The first like 15 minutes is like, hey, all right. I felt like the baby up there. But but as a whole, the past episode I watched was pretty good. It's all right. It's not like the first season. First season was tremendous television, but it's still pretty good television.
You know what it ain't though.
Back to Doja Cat.
Though. You know what it ain't. It ain't Ted Lasso, nigga.
This nigga got money. He got Apple TV, nigga.
Got it free with my iPhone 12 that has horrible reception. But Ted Lasso's fire, bro. Like you know, Coley resisted and actually actively denies it. But also, Austin is a very weirdly particular type of man. When he decides to fly his flag for something, he is 100% behind it, even if it's fucking Ricky Rubio.
They go to jail, right?
But no, Ted Lasso's fire, bro. I really, as a one of the, you know, we're two of six black baseball fans. As one of, you know, I will say a 200 black soccer fans, Ted Lasso's right up your alley, dog.
Oh no, I'm gonna get to it eventually. I'm pretty sure I can get Apple TV for like the low, but I just haven't done it yet. Because I haven't really seen anything else. I don't want to see Jason Momoa's show.
No. Apple Plus is a weird platform. They got some wildly out there shows.
I'm saying, like, I got to be drawn in to purchase your service.
I watched a little bit of Mac show. What's it called? Mythic Quest. That shit kind of funny. Like, yeah, it's like Mac and Abed from Community. But, like, Apple Plus is no. It's a no, generally.
Yeah, so I'm good on Ted Lasso for now. But I do enjoy me some football. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I am a big soccer nigga. Go ahead. I feel like I'm about to say something.
I don't know. I was about to say something else that I'm completely blanking on because the Milagro is hitting. You know what we ain't talked about? We have not had a pod since the Bow Wow Soulja Boy battle.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
And listen, that I tried to tell y'all from the jump. I told y'all for damn near a year now.
Yeah.
That nobody want to smoke with Big Draco.
Nah, they ain't want the boogeyman to come out.
I was saying there was a nigga in hip hop that once if he lets me choose his 20, he's smoking just about everybody. And when it finally happened, he did a tremendous job on his first 10-12 records. And then that actor nigga Shad fucking came through with all his goddamn hits. He remembered he had some goddamn hits.
That was a good battle. Objectively, Bow Wow pulled it out, like you said, in the last six or so songs. But he pulled it out mostly because of the guests. Like, I mean, I'm not going to act like them songs not classic on their own. But, nigga, you bring out 3-6 Mafia, DJ Paul and Juicy J, them niggas ain't been on the same page for a long time. You bring out
3.5 hands together. That's crazy.
You bring out the Brat. You bring out JD. You bring out Buddy. I mean, it wasn't Parlay, but
listen, if you were to borrow Parlay, that's an automatic 20-0 win, but you didn't.
But, you know, I mean, you know, that's the best verse of his career. Fucking Romeo comes out and you play Fresh As I Me as soon as y'all bury the hatchet. Like,
wow, disrespectful.
About Omarion on Let Me Hold You. It was Bow Wow did his thing, bro. His braids were too little, his head was too fat for the braids.
Obviously,
he's still the corniest nigga, one of the corniest niggas walking the face of planet Earth right now.
Easily. I was disgusted by the amount of just sheer cornballers that was going on. But the hits were hitting.
He showed up. Soulja Boy showed up, but he left a good 5 on the chopping block that I was waiting on.
It wasn't great. I'm telling you, if Soulja would let me pick his records, it wouldn't even been close. Honestly.
I was even fine with the 3 make it claps. I was fine with that. I had no problem with that.
Nah, of course, because he brought out Kareem.
Kareem
performed his best feature of all time. Maybe his best verse of all time. Mm-hmm. But Soulja did leave a few on the table, but I would definitely pull it out. But that was one of the ones, that's one of my more enjoyable.
I think it was the most entertaining one. I ain't gonna say it was the best one, but it was the most entertaining for sure.
It's up there. I really enjoyed, probably for me, the best one, most entertaining one, probably be Lil Jon and T-Pain.
That was a really good one. Shout out to T-Pain. Make some noise for T-Pain. Bro, I've been listening to Drink Champs all day. Like, just going back listening to old episodes. First of all, it's probably my second favorite pod after Bodega Boys. But Nori really did something special. For a nigga that had a few hits, you know what I'm saying? For a nigga that was known as kind of an underrated guy for the generation before us, for him to completely reinvent himself a la Joe Budden for a completely new generation and to get all these niggas new and old on the pod to give them their flowers, that's admirable, man. Make some noise for Nori. Shout out to Nori. DJ EFN with his gray ass beard.
Good shot, Dorian.
He's there. He's a part of it.
Real quickly, before we get back to this, real quickly, shout out to the Denver Nuggets. Shout out to the Denver Nuggets. They picked Nyshawn, aka Bones Highland.
Ooh,
Ooh. From Wilmington, Delaware, from the city.
Shout out to Bones.
You feel me?
Bones got some game, bro.
Bones is fire, man. He's from town. He's from the town. That's beautiful, man. See Delaware going the first round. This is our second first round pick in a couple years. We had White Dante a couple years ago going pro. It's good to see the city on the map.
Shout out to Delaware, man. I know we make fun of y'all three counties all the time, but y'all deserve some love, bro.
For sure, man. We niggas we'll shoot you real quickly in Delaware. It's not a game. I don't like that. It's state of the it's come wild. But speaking about Bow Wow and Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
We saw this tease last year. And apparently it's back for real this year, next year. So shout out to the potential Lovers and Friends
Fest. Okay. Listen, I know y'all niggas been playing about this goddamn Baby and Dirt concert. I'm not playing
I'm gonna stop you right there.
I'm not playing about that shit.
I seen I'm John sorry. B.
You're not playing. I apologize.
I said John B is gonna be there, nigga. Call him. What?
I'm calling on. Yeah. Ooh.
Listen to what people say. They don't know about me. Man, listen. I seen John B's name. I said, I don't care who else is going to be there. Me and my wife are going to get down. So,
word on the road is to click about the blow, nigga. You ain't got to want to tell a nigga. They already know.
I got the lineup pulled up, man. I'm starting from the bottom. Mm-hmm. Niggas like Kevin Little.
What? Kevin Little on that bitch?
Man, the very bottom row of the flyer. Has Lloyd, meet me on the south side, John B, Kevin Little, Baby Bash, Frankie J, Nina Sky. That's just the
nigga, bottom, that's the bottom row.
That's the bottom row. Pick a row, and I'm gonna tell you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm drunk. Just pick a row anywhere from 1 to 6 or 7. I'm gonna
tell you 4
from the bottom.
Yeah,
1, 2, 3. Joe.
Joe.
What your man won't do. I'll do that for you. Drew Hill.
I want to get to know you, Joe. Drew Hill.
Somebody's sleeping in my bed. Next. You're my wifey.
I'll be honest. That's a little high for next, but, you know.
they are above Juvie and Trina.
Yeah, but, that's wild as fuck.
But, any Ying Twins. 112. Ooh.
Listen,
many
niggas know how I feel about 112, bro, and their banger that appeared on the Proud Family. Dance with me.
Yep. Mario.
Mario needs some flowers, bro.
That Mario got hits, man.
That nigga had a tremendous run.
My favorite Mario song since I asked myself, it's gotta be Crying Out for Me.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Hair Braider.
Oh, nah. No, braid my hair. That's cool.
Don't braid my hair. I'm sorry. Hair braiders R. Kelly. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
He will not be at the Lovers and Friends Fest because he's in jail. You're crying out for roommates with Lil Wayne. I used to write that verse to myself doing two different people like I was a schizophrenic. And last person.
You a wild friends, nigga.
I ain't wild nigga. Last person on fourth row, Donnell Jones.
You mean the Stevie Wonder of the 90s?
Listen, man, you think I'm not gonna pull this motherfucker with a fedora with no feather? Nigga, what? Give me just one more row. I just wanna tell you what the fuck going on, what we about to pull up to.
Give me the top row.
It's a weird kind of label they kind of did this. Anyway, first on the left is Miss Lauryn Hill.
Wow. So you mean to tell me if she gets on the bill for 2021, then we'll hear her by 2022. Then she'll hit the stage by 2024.
Listen, it's May 2022. She'll be on stage by December 2022. That's a guarantee. first row also contains they're kind of couple names coupled together, but those names coupled together are Usher, Luda, Lil Jon.
Had to do it again. Hey.
A lot of hits between those fellas. Speaking of randomly,
yeah,
I was driving home literally yesterday, and if you remember watching the Ludacris Nelly, That was another fun one. Luda played Sex Beat.
She did.
the him, Lil Jon, and the Usher.
That shit hard.
Too. That shit came on shuffle. I was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm trying to hear this watched Fast Nine niggas raps.
Shout out to Fast Nine. Jesus Christ. What a ridiculous ass movie, bro.
Listen, I've told you guys in the chat, but I'll say it on publicly. I have never seen any of the Fast and Furious franchise.
That's, nigga, like, you missing out on life. Like, you feel me? Like, we almost 30. It's time to start living.
I don't give a fuck about niggas racing no cars, nigga.
They ain't raced cars since Fast 3.
I imagine if I'm going to start, I'm going to start the first one. I ain't still started Fast 3.
Far. First one's fire. First one's fire as fuck.
That's fine. I'll miss it. I'm trying to think of the last movie I watched. I don't even remember.
You are not a movie-ass nigga.
Not really, to be honest. The last movie I watched, probably Dark Knight Rises, which I've seen 15 times. But
which features a character from Ted Lasso. That's another sign, bro.
Nigga, Tom Hardy?
No, it's
Gary Oldman?
It's Anne Hathaway's friend, the short one.
I have literally no idea who you're talking about.
Okay, well, shout out to the unproblematic white Nubian queen, Anne Hathaway.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Hey, listen, don't you speak the notorious JGL's name in vain, nigga. Okay,
I'm wild. Let me retract. But to finish that top row is TLC, Ciara, and Nelly.
That's a legendary lineup.
Listen,
where's it's in Atlanta?
No, it's in Vegas.
Oh, well, we got to go.
Vegas and May.
Well, we have to go.
Nah, for sure. Like, honestly, because this happened last year and the shit, I thought it was a fake.
Yeah, I thought it was fake as fuck, too. We might have talked about it on the pod. I thought it was fake.
Pretty sure we, I see some verified IG thoughts commenting about it. And Tank. So I think it might be real.
Shout out to Tank randomly popping up at the Bobby Brown Keith Sweat versus. Maybe Tank and Pleasure served. P? Pleasure P sounded horrible.
He sure did. But, yeah, now this is something that we need to fucking hit, because if you rolling out niggas like Pretty Ricky on like the fourth from the bottom row.
Yeah. Nah,
that's heat.
Nah, I mean, again, unfortunately we are at the age where niggas that we grew up on are festival niggas. But if it's a dream festival, bro, I don't care. I don't give a fuck. I will be out there, nigga, fucking thunder clapping, A-Town stumping, doing the muscle. All of that shit.
Speaking of festivals,
real quick. I just spilled the fuck out of my Milagro.
I heard it.
You heard the clink.
I heard the clink. But we're going to let it ride. But real quick, on some festival talk.
Yeah.
As you know, I've been to one festival in my life. It was Made in America. I think 2018. One of the best times I've ever had listening to music. Mm-hmm. This year, I wanted to hit Made in America 2021.
Yeah, what happened?
One, it's in September. Two.
Okay. What the fuck do that mean?
Listen to me clear. I seen what the Delta variant did down Rolling Loud.
Yeah. Delta variant putting up Giannis numbers right now.
Listen, nah, the Delta variant coming in like Luka averaging 22-8-8 and is only looking for greater. Delta variant's crazy. I just read some stats on Delta variant that had me shook about going out anywhere.
This also like a reminder. I'm not about to keep telling y'all niggas get vaccinated. I ain't trying to hear none of that bullshit about what it's gonna do and 5G and all that other bullshit. Nigga, you ain't got no choice. Like, the niggas that's already vaccinated is gonna have to get a booster shot. The only way you gonna survive a Delta variant is if you're vaccinated. Period. That's it. I ain't gonna spend too much time on that.
And I was reading some stats even then, like the people who are currently vaccinated, Delta variant is fucking niggas up too. Mm-hmm. So if you're unvaccinated, please get vaccinated. If not, that's just your choice, then you're going to have to deal with the motherfucking consequences.
Yeah.
But I was speaking to Made in America, right? This lineup I feel like was made especially for me this year.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to miss out on, and I'm very disgusted. This is like, I'm just going to read a couple names here that are for me. Bieber and Baby are the two headliners.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I mean, that's crazy in and of itself.
Right. Those are my niggas. Meg will be there. Roddy Ricch will be there. Thug will be there. Bobby Shmurda, Baby Keem, Lil Durk, Ferg, Moneybagg Yo, Griselda, Freddie Gibbs, 42 Doug, ESTG. Those are like two of my favorites. Favio, Lloyd Banks. If he's gonna do Straight Hunger for More, then that's all I want to hear. But like that I feel like that festival is specifically made for me, and I'm at the miss it because you niggas are out here being unvaccinated and gross.
I mean, you can go if you want to sit in the Taylor Rooks section. You know, the last Made in America, you let her go. You let her go.
I told you that in confidence. And the fact that if I would have pulled up on her and hit her with some shit, to think I could be sitting in the hotel in Brooklyn right now while she's doing a draft.
Yeah, bro. It's sitting back with your feet up, eating a charcuterie board, waiting on Beta come on.
Man, listen.
Taylor Rooks is elite.
I'll tell the story here, just let everybody know. So I was in Made in America a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And we was leaving, I want to say we was leaving Push's concert or whatever. I ran away from this.
Terrence is coming.
As soon as I heard grind, I was like, right, that's enough of this a fatherhood shaming ass nigga. And I ran away. And I seen a baddie walking kind of the opposite direction, but kind of far away. And I was like, she looks mad familiar. And I was like, who is she? And as soon as she like got like maybe like 40 feet from me, I was like, that's fucking Taylor Rooks, my nigga. And she was walking into like the secure like kind of area where like they were letting certain niggas into. And I was
and
like,
Meek,
oh, shit,
and Meek Mill.
Yeah, well, he was there later. Mm. But I was like, tell her. But she couldn't hear me because she was already in that section. And I took a picture of her from the side, and it's like one of the biggest regrets I had in my life because I couldn't recognize her fast enough because I could have got a picture with her, and if I got a picture with her, I could tell her, hey, bro, hey, you trying to fuck with a nigga that makes a little bit more than minimum wage, you know what I'm saying, from a Dirty D? And she'd be like, oh, my God, I've never had a broke nigga before. And then we could kick it off with some shit like that.
And hey, man. Love off the rip. Hey, man, listen, a broke nigga that's slanging has a lot of power in this world. Don't you ever forget that shit.
That's all I got to my name, dog. is a little bit more than minimum wage, decent benefits, in that yik. So if I could have put it together a little bit sooner, then I would be Mr. Rooks. I would have took her last name and everything.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Got to.
I'm in all the NBA finals. Me and Quavo are like best friends.
You Quavo, Desus, Hassan Minaj.
Me and Tommy also are linked up gang shit. But alas, you know what I'm saying? God didn't have that plan for me. You know what I'm saying? He's saving me for LMA. Must run into each other eventually. And that's that.
Wasn't she fucking with Jason Tatum?
What? Nigga's light skin. That nigga only shoots like 39% from three. Come on.
That nigga's ruining Team USA, bro. Like, right, and I'm a big Jason Tatum fan, but right.
What we not gonna do
this evening
is disparage Jason Tatum, a Duke product, on this show. If anybody's ruining Team USA, it's Michael Redd.
Michael Redd had the same size forehead as Chris Middleton. It is a Milwaukee sharpshooting nigga trait. Okay? Don't you disrespect Ohio State legend Michael Redd. Michael Redd and Scoony Penn, nigga, dribble circles around your ass.
I don't know, dog, because Michael Redd, he's left-handed. You ain't put that into the equation. That's weird. I don't know why I've disrespected Buckham State throughout my life.
You have.
Many a time, but I enjoy my time out there. You feel me? It's a very complicated relationship we have.
Shout out to Buckham State, bro. I mean, if Adrian's leaving, then you know it's gonna be up to Corey to maintain that connection with XO or potentially me. You know,
hey, I'm saying, listen, one of you niggas can come through. I'm saying I haven't been invited to Cleveland. Not to point any fingers out, you feel me? I haven't mobbed on West 6th or
West 6th, anyway. Nigga. West Sixes.
I haven't linked with Chetty Osmond. Me and the Ched man haven't gone crazy up at the casino. It's a casino up there, ain't it?
Yeah, it's a casino. That's one of our main attractions.
Me and Chetty haven't mobbed out and spent hundreds of dollars at the casino together.
I was talking to one of my coworkers the other day. He was out the other night and ran into Greg Newsome and Grant Delpit. That's what you got to look forward to on West 6, my boy.
Boy. Oh, man.
Super Bowl brownies, nigga. Showtime.
Pardon me?
Super Bowl.
I know we don't really get into the sports heavy here, but that can't be what you feel.
Deadass. Super Bowl.
I don't know what I'm saying. Only one of our teams won the division last year. That's all I'm going to say.
Wow. Wow. I mean, that's fair. Who's your quarterback?
Fitzmagic, nigga.
Right. How old is he?
Old enough. Old enough to party, like McLovin said.
Shout out to our nigga McLovin. You feel me?
For sure.
But yeah, man. Let's see. Who else stinks? We talked about Tory stinks. Doja still stinks, you know, even though she makes decent music. Nigga, we ain't forgot about the showing of feet. You know who else still stinks? Kanye still stinks.
Did you watch his album listening party?
I did. I watched the whole thing. And I was not a fan of any song that did not have an illustrious feature on it.
Yeah, that's how I felt too. If I can remember correctly, I know the Baby Keem record was hard.
That was fire.
Because of Baby Keem, obviously. Mm-hmm. There's a few Vory joints that was like, okay, I might listen. Like, honestly, because like, we talked about this on this pod before. Like, I'm a decent Kanye fan. Like, I'll give the album definitely a one through once it comes out. But I'm not a huge
a nice once over.
Yeah, I'm saying give it a little listen through. But I'm not a Kanye fan to the point where it's like I'm gonna listen to the entire thing. I'm waiting on bated breath for the shit to come out. So, but the listening party was interesting to be a part of it. You feel me?
It was an event. Apparently, Ye is paying $1 million a day to stay in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
I didn't see a price put on it, but that's what the price is.
Yes, if you're paying $1 million a day to stay where Matt Ryan, puts his jockstrap down.
Pardon me. Where Peerless Price and Brian Finneran used to put their shit down at.
Yo, speaking of Julio Jones and Roddy White, is just caught some charges, like some fraud charges.
Allegedly, free Roddy, free Julio.
Oh shit! But yeah, that's wild. Kanye still stinks. We have not forgotten about all the wild shit that he has said and done in support of Trump, conservativeness, slavery was a choice. We have forgotten none of that. That nigga has been pretty butt cheeks for the last 4 or so years. And just because he got divorced from Kim does not mean that we are back on his side. However, it does mean that Hov's back on his side.
Yeah, man. Hova said, the paper's finalized. All right, I'm back. Send the beat.
Them niggas really hated Kim, bro. Like, I knew they didn't fuck with Kim, but not like to the point where Hov and Ye ain't spoken like 4 years and they got divorced 3 months ago and Hov is back in the picture, nigga. Watch the Throne 2 on the way.
It's crazy to think about it, man. Like, I feel like I would like Kim. I feel like Kim's not that bad. But apparently Hov and B said, nah, fuck that bitch.
If Beyonce say she whack, then she whack.
Listen, I am not one to go against Beyonce. She unfollowed the baby on the gram. I unfollowed the baby on the gram.
That's it.
But I don't know. Like, it'll be interesting to kind of see where this Jay-Z Kanye friendship kind of rekindling or whatever it is kind of goes from here now that Kim's out the picture.
Yeah, man. I mean, we would love for, you know, Kanye to gain some semblance of Kanye again. But once again, man, music ain't going to make me forget all the damage that he has done or at least tried to do to our community. He could drop another My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy and I would never fuck with him the same again. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially this nigga who's not a thousand percent. No, you're right. You're right. Especially this nigga who's not super invested in him like most people are. But that would be something, though. I would have said that would be something.
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, Kanye still stinks. What else do we need to talk about on this pod? We had a couple major anniversaries that just passed musically for two tremendous, tremendous, tremendous projects. Do you know which projects I'm speaking of?
No, sir.
Okay.
I'm very drunk right now. I've noted.
It has been 16 years since the release of TM-101. Shout out to the pastor, Jay Jenkins. As you know, from my versus battle with Bobby, shout out to OG Bobby. Jeezy's still a monster, bro. The Recession 2 was not it. However, the rest of his catalog is.
I don't know about still a monster, but Jeezy was at one time one of the biggest monsters.
TM-101 is one of the greatest trap albums of all time. You know what? Matter of fact, impromptu top five. Pew, 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 pew. Jesus Christ. Give me your top five trap albums ever off the top of your head.
Oh boy. Real quickly, TM-101, one of the greatest debut albums of all time as well.
Yes, it is.
As far as trap albums, Jesus
Christ. Yeah.
You know I'm not really an album ass nigga.
I don't give a fuck.
TM-101 is there. Maybe the State versus Roderick Davis.
That's a good one.
It would probably be Urban Legend, I guess.
Trapping.
Who be trapping? I want to say Live from the Kitchen, but that just didn't have enough for me.
I will say I am.
I guess I can go. I am.
Not I am was good as fuck.
Not a whole lot of trapping on there.
Yeah, it was a good amount of trapping.
Are we talking about trapping or just like trapping artists?
Trap music, nigga.
Oh, trap music. Pardon me,
trap music.
Trap music? Yeah. Oh, we talking about trap music? Then excuse me. Let me see. So I gave y'all four-ish.
Yeah.
Last trap, John, to figure it out.
You're missing a big one. You're missing a huge one.
Who are my trap kings?
You're missing a huge Jeezy, one.
Gucci. Gotti. Who's another trap king? Oh, shit. Logic.
let's see. Trap music, the album Trap Music is up there for me. TM-101 is up there for me for sure. It's hard to pick one Gucci album. If I had to pick one, it would be Live from the Trap House. Just transcendent Gucci shit. DS2, nigga. And Flockavelli.
One. I wanted to say Flocka, but he wasn't really talking trap shit. I was thinking trap, like talking trap shit. Flocka was talking about tear the club up, wild and out shit. And Future was preaching the King James version of the Bible. So if we're talking biblical albums, then yes, DS2 deserves to be up there with everything else. But that's a good list.
That's all. Yeah,
I was listening to DS2 the other day when we that tweet talking about Future's your five favorite Future songs.
Yeah.
And that led me listen. That didn't even lead me to because every year when I do like the Apple replay or whatever, and it tells you your favorite artist, Future is every year for the past I think 4 years, maybe five. Future has been my most played artist, by far.
Nate Vadius is special, bro.
Future got something for everything, man.
Indeed, he does. Oh, speaking of though, Flocka. Speaking of Flockavelli, one of the main producers on Flockavelli was that nigga Lex Luger. Which, if you want to talk about the other big anniversary that passed, 11 years since Teflon Don.
Nah, this is one of them ones. I'm Not a Star, Tears of Joy, Freemason, Maybach Music 3, Live Fast, Die Young, Super Hot. That was going to be the, I did love me some Super High. The intro song of this podcast was going to be Live Fast and Die Young, but I got scared of trademark.
You got staring at men. Yeah, bro. I do not blame
MC Hammer, BMF, Aston Martin music, man.
MC Hammer's crazy. Yeah. Like, you know, when niggas talk about best beats on the album, they talk about BMF, they talk about I'm Not a Star, they talk about obviously Aston Martin music. MC Hammer's ridiculous. That shit's ridiculous.
Oh no, for me the best beat on the album is Live Fast and Die Young. Like by far.
That's a great one. It's a great one. I need to apologize. I need to post a retraction.
Walk it back.
So we talked about Drink Champs earlier. We had a few pods ago where we talked about the best producers of all time. And I said that Swizz was one of the most overrated producers of all time. Not that that he wasn't a legend. I said that he did not belong on the top tier. I was absolutely wrong. I went back after I listened to the Swizz and Timberland Drink Champs episode. I went back and listened to Timberland's catalog. That nigga's absolutely on Mount Rushmore.
Oh man, you disparaged Swizz. I feel like I called you one at the time, but
You did. I give you a credit for that.
Because Swizz, although a lot of his beats sound similar,
Swizz got some crazy ones.
He's got a lot of crazy shits that sound the same. Swizz got a lot of joints, man. And
Swizz has money, cash, hoes.
Swizz got a lot, dog. Well, Band from TV is one of my favorite.
Of all time. Him and Nori talked a long time about Band from TV. Band from TV is crazy. He actually talked about like being mad that like they only rapped over one part of Band from TV and not like the full beat. Swizz at a point in his career, bro, was making three different beats per song. He was making an intro beat, a verse beat, and a hook beat, and they were all completely different. That's crazy.
It really is when you think about it. Like, when you think about, like, some of the beats that niggas are putting out now, it's wild. Like, so nah. So Swizz definitely is a legend and deserves to be put up on that legendary status with everybody else. Did you watch his and Tim's verses?
I watched...
Their third or fourth iteration of
the verses. Yeah, I was about to say, I watched maybe a quarter of it, but, like, it's on my list to go back and watch, though, in its entirety. Because I did not get a chance to see it.
It was for sure one on one. Swizz did a whole bunch. He did a couple of new songs. I was like, But it's definitely you could see kind of him hanging with Tim for like as long as he did. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, so you Tim definitely
pulled away in the end.
If I remember correctly, yeah. Okay. I don't know why Swizz doing new shit. We don't give a fuck about new shit.
No, of course not. As far as verses. I just pulled up his production discography again, bro. Nasty. His first single was Rough Riders Anthem. That was his first single.
Crazy.
Followed by Band from TV, Money Cash Hoes, Love Is Blind, nigga. Love Is Blind, and it take over your mind. That's a Philly classic. Miff's Bleak Is, nigga. Mm-hmm. Come on, bro. Miff's Bleak Is, Girl's Best Friend, The Things That You Do. Party Up, The Best of Me, Wild Out by the Lox, Bigger Business, fucking Ron Isley, Mr. Biggs, you feel me? Get It on the Flow, get it on the Flow. Hotel, Gets No Better, Bring 'Em Out, Set It Off by the Young Guns, I'm a Hustler, B-Boy Stance, Diamonds on My Neck, shout out to Smitty. Miff is Bleak Like That, a song that we love on this podcast. Beyonce, Check On It. I mean, come on now. Touch It. We In Here. Spit Your Game, Biggie and Bone. Nigga, his run, bro, on B-Day, he gave us Ring the Alarm. He gave us Upgrade You, and he gave us Get Me Body. I'm going to stop right there.
And you said,
and I said he was overrated. And I said he was overrated. I'm sorry.
I tried to tell. And he gave us Fancy.
He gave us Fancy. Oh, he gave us Tambourine. He gave us My Drink and My Two Step. He gave us Styles P. Blow Your Mind. He gave us let's see what else.
A lot of shit, dog.
Chris Brown, I Can Transform You. On to the next one. Fancy, Gucci Time, Roman's Revenge, Ass on the Floor by my favorite group, Diddy Dirty Money. It's too much. It's too much, bro.
I tried to inform you, but I'm glad you've reached this point of consciousness and are denouncing the error of your ways.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Swizz, I apologize to you and your... You know what? Never mind. I'll stop. I was about to get real problematic.
That nigga. But don't apologize to me. I'm not really a big Swizz fan, but I acknowledge the what he's done in the game.
I'm fucking drunk. What else are we going to talk about? Let's talk about Diamond Dynasty. Nigga.
Man, listen. My name is Wes. I have a problem. My team is crazy, my nigga. Like, I'm not going to hold you, dog. Like, I be playing Diamond Dynasty like a motherfucker.
We don't talk about a lot of video game shit on here, but, like, when we get our video game back, Diamond Dynasty might be the most addictive shit in the history of sports video games, bro. Like, it's the way... For me, nigga, it's the way that they keep you informed about your progress and make you always think that you just one game away from the next level, so you keep coming back and playing.
For sure. And for me too, it's like the amount of like old nigga missions is lovely. Like, if you remember, was it 2K11?
Yeah.
When they had the Jordan missions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm the type of nigga, like, yo, if you put some like historical shit behind me, oh my god, I'm running to the fucking bank. And that's all the show fucking does at a point. It's like, oh, you love this historical nigga? Go through these couple missions with this historical nigga and you might get him. And I'm like, what? Hell yeah, I'm with that shit.
Mm-hmm. Man, facts, bro.
But honestly, like, where I'm at right now, on a personal level, like, my squad is so loaded. All I do really is I log on, I'll play my daily missions.
Shout out to daily missions.
And I'm just playing straight ranked seasons online, nigga. Because my entire squad, I just pulled it up real quickly. My entire squad is all 99s except for two niggas.
Really? Nigga, that's impressive, bro. That's impressive as fuck. I've
been grinding.
Yeah, because, listen, first of all, have you ever watched Superstore before?
No.
Another classic NBC comedy. Shout out to the cock. You feel me?
A reverse shout out to the cock. Y'all niggas are just destroying Olympic coverage. I log on to the app and I don't know if I'm watching live shit. I gotta go to a different tab to find.
It's pretty bad, but we got Maria Taylor and Carrie Champion though.
Listen, I was gonna say I love the hoes. Shout out to the hoes like the old ones, but. Salute to our wonderful women, wonderful black sportscaster women.
Yes.
But y'all can't hold me over there. Like, I will pay attention to y'all for a bit, but I'll see y'all on Instagram. But I need some better interface.
Nah, it's pretty bad. You know what? I am not contractually allowed to speak ill of the cock, but Peacock got some improvements to make. I'm gonna just leave it at that.
I will say that they did have the third season of Manifest, which I appreciated.
You know, you're seeing a lot of niggas talking about Manifest. I'm not exactly like inspired to watch it because it got canceled.
It's worth it. I'm at the point where I've watched literally every show that I'm gonna watch. I've watched throughout this quarantine period. So I was at a point where I'm looking for new shit to watch. And I saw Manifest. I asked my sister. She said it got canceled. I was like, fuck it. I'll give it a couple chances. I watched a couple episodes and it pissed me off. And if you're a TV show that wants to get my attention, you either got to like draw me in or piss me off. So for a while, I was like, man, this shit's dumb as hell. I got to keep watching to see where it goes and how dumb this shit gets. But then it got all right. It's still dumb as hell overall.
Okay.
But if you ain't got nothing else to watch.
Is it better than The Crown?
It's different. I wouldn't say better.
I'm just saying, The Crown, nigga. You know, they still sending me them checks, bro.
I know you're the big Crown. You're a big Crown guy, I'm saying, which is cool, but like The Crown, you can like look this shit up and you could just read. You feel me? If you ain't necessarily want to watch, you could just read history and figure out what's going on. But I would say if you're looking for a show, fuck it, just put on Manifest. It's all right.
Let's see. Yeah.
I got, okay. I got shows to plug if you want to plug some shows.
If, you know, nigga, plug some shows. I just got done watching Superstore, which was really, really, really good. Like, unexpectedly good. Not a lot of well-known names, but it's you got...
The light-skinned bald nigga.
Yeah, the nigga that like Uncle Phil.
For sure. I know him from character acting on other stuff.
Oh, yeah. Bro, that nigga looks exactly like Uncle Phil. It's creepy as fuck. Actually, yeah. But the nigga that look like Uncle Phil, America Ferrera, and the dog, our nigga Ginsburg. Shout out to Ginsburg.
Oh, my man Ginsburg.
Yeah,
man. Yes, sir. Madman. So if you're on Madman, then I might give you a chance. Honestly, I'm running through Archer right now again for like the fifth time.
I got to get back up on Archer. I ain't watched Archer since like they stopped being a spy agency and started doing other shit. I watched a couple episodes of like Archer Vice, and then I ain't watched it since.
Oh no! Archer Vice is fire. Yeah, just watch Archer all the way through. I think Archer Vice is like halfway through, so you got a good like four or five seasons to kind of just buy your time with. But what's coming out? Money Heist. Money Heist is my motherfucking
Money
shit.
Money Heist is a good one.
Love Money Heist. That shit's coming back soon. Archer's coming back soon. Succession's coming back soon.
The baby's still talking. Shut the fuck up. God, he just tweeted some shit 30 minutes ago.
Oh, boy.
You know what? Shout out to Meg. Meg, I love you. You are, yeah, you are special.
That thing be thanging, Meg.
Thanging! Goddamn. Again,
like I would have told Taylor, if you want to fuck with a broke nigga for a little bit, please. I got you, nigga. We can go right. Listen, it's a Perkins right down the hill from the crib. We can go right to Perkins. You feel
me? She said, you know, Meg seemed like a Perkins type of chick. You feel me?
Absolutely. Listen, and down the hill, it's a Perkins, it's a Arby's, it's a Wendy's right there. We can have all day. You know what I'm saying? We can go to Perkins for breakfast, come back up to the crib. You know what I'm saying? Hit Arby's for lunch, come back up to the crib. You know what I'm saying? Get a little roast beef. Go down to Wendy's. You know what I'm saying? Get a Frosty, come back up to the crib for dinner. We good, baby. That's all you need, man. Spend the weekend with a broke nigga. But I said, what else, Pop? What else is coming out? I said, Succession coming soon.
Succession. You know how we feel about Succession, nigga.
For sure. We love our words.
And that Pusha T theme song.
Yeah, I'll definitely be damn. Oh no, HBO does have a skip intro. Salute to that. All right, we'll do that. You feel me? Unless Drake puts one out. I don't know what else is coming up. My show. I've been plugging 000. No one's watched it with me.
What the fuck?
That shit's fucking fire.
What is it?
Tell these niggas. It's on Amazon Prime.
No, that's why. The only show I watch on Amazon Prime is The Boys.
You watch The Boys.
That's it.
There you go. That's two. But
I ain't even watched Tomorrow War with my nigga Sam Richardson. Shout out to Sam Richardson. Shout out to Sam and Tim. The guys.
Sam and Tim. Shout out to I Think You Should Leave season two. Big
crazy.
Fire.
Crazy nigga.
Listen, I've been playing. If you like drugs and shit, 000 is the one to watch.
000. Okay. Well, so what's it about?
So it's like kind of like three pronged. It's like an Italian mob, like wants some coke to sell.
That's all you gotta tell me. That's it. I'm in.
Yeah, and they fuck with the Mexican mafia, one of the Mexican cartels, and the cartel kind of sends the coke through an American shipping family.
Okay,
so it's like those three, then
Reed Thompson and El Oso come into it. I'm guessing.
Obviously, yep. It's Reed Thompson, El Oso, and and Silvio from The Sopranos, and that's it. That's the television show. But now, if you're looking for a TV show, it's one season. It's big fire.
Okay,
at least in my opinion. And my opinion is, as a nigga who don't watch a whole lot of TV and shit, my opinion holds.
So you don't watch a lot of movies and you don't watch a lot of TV. What do you do? What do you do in your free time?
I play Diamond Dynasty. I put on podcasts, right, I put on music, and I play
So for our MLB The Show listeners who's really shook, I'm assuming, how much do you have left to complete in Diamond Dynasty?
Listen, brother, I'm going to pull this shit up on my PS Remote Play, which I just discovered like a month ago.
Which is fire.
I ain't really done too much on it, but just the fact that I can have it and pull up. I only use it to pull up my Diamond Dynasty lineups. But my fourth inning is damn near complete. I'm on the last stage.
That's crazy.
I'm not gonna be able to get it because like all I really do, like you get a ton of points if you just play online.
Yeah.
And to the point, that's all I'm doing really.
Okay. Do you be winning a lot online? You be beating niggas?
I'm all right. Let me see. My overall record is 50-43.
Okay. I mean, say you over 500.
Over 500.
It's hard. Playing online is difficult.
It's tough, especially now. All these niggas got fucking legit teams looking like mine.
Yep.
But like, what you got to do, right? So I'm saying for my PS5, MLB The Show, niggas, you got to do them collections, dog.
Them collections be so difficult, nigga. All right, so, okay. Have you completed your Future Stars collection? Your Prime collection? Yep. Your award winners collection? How do you get that shit?
Listen, I'm going to tell you the ones I haven't completed, which is literally just five. I'm pulling it right now. That's five.
That's crazy.
The All-Star Home Run Derby one I haven't got. The Rivera one, I'm two away.
Are you two away from getting GOAT Rivera?
Yup.
All right, man.
42 series, I'm like 20-something away.
There's a lot of niggas in that.
It's a lot of niggas. Prospects, I'm six away. And veteran, I'm three away.
So you completed All-Star, you completed Future Stars, you completed Prime, all of that shit?
The key is, right?
Yeah.
Once you get, honestly, you got to get stubs, right? So what I do is, like, when I get packs and shit, if I have, like, duplicates of whatever,
you'd be selling niggas.
Selling them, motherfuckers.
Yep.
So once you sell them, you get the stubs. And then once you get, like, close in the collections or whatever,
you just buy. I buy
whoever I need.
Okay.
Like, if I need, like, Timmy Jones, and Timmy Jones is 5,000 stubs, and I got it, I'm buying that to complete the collection.
Okay.
That shit will get you some, that shit will help. What else do I be doing?
Our newest segment, Wes Gems. You feel me?
Wes Gems for all my The Show niggas. Because I do events every now and again. But I don't be doing no conquests. I don't be doing none of that shit.
Conquest is fire. I love Conquest. Cool.
Like I'll be getting bored. Like I don't know. I feel like I should do that, but that's just whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just play online, complete your collections, and you'll get niggas. If it was able to be like where I could like send niggas to my niggas like you to Shook and all them niggas, I would send all my niggas. I only have I think one or two, like 99 niggas, just like I don't even use. They're not even on my bench. They're like collection. I don't even use them niggas.
You know what? I appreciate that, my nigga. I really do. I'm still, you know, just a little nigga trying to make his way in this Diamond Dynasty world. I'm getting there. My squad has improved dramatically over the last week and a half.
I've seen it. You got your corners. You working your way up to a block.
Nigga, Lightning Kyle Schwarber is crazy. Who is the ultimate reward for the June monthly awards? That nigga's nuts. And I hate Kyle Schwarber. But
that nigga couldn't even start on my squad, to be honest.
That's wild. And he's 98.
Yeah.
He's 98. Yeah, man, I'm drunk. To keep it a whole band. With you and with the world. I am fried. I ain't been this drunk on a podcast in years. It feels good. It feels cathartic. It feels cathartic. You feel me?
To be honest, we had our times when you told us to chill out and be good, but I've been getting fucked up for most of these joints, to be honest.
Yeah, nah, bro.
As you can tell by my comments throughout.
I be trying to hold it all together, man. Like, you know, since the college days, I ain't been a huge, huge drinker, but... every once in a while you gotta get in your bag. That's why we gotta get to this concert, nigga. It's 2 months away. You feel me? Like this is not impossible.
I'm saying this on the podcast right now. I'm gonna hit niggas up on Saturday, maybe Sunday, depending on what's going on, and we're gonna get these motherfucking tickets, you feel me? Because I need the voice of the heroes, nigga. I don't want to be in the stadium. I need to be in the stadium for No Auto Dirk. And I need to be in the stadium for Freestyle. I need to. Honestly, now I ain't going to say it. I was going to say I might deal with the Delta just so. that's wild. But still, I need to be in the vicinity for them niggas. And I need to come back to the city of Pittsburgh Last time I was in Pittsburgh was 2018, 2019. Mm-hmm. 2018, no, because I leaked. It was wild because I think it was 2018. Because I literally was like, I tweeted, like, we had heard snippets of God's plan.
Yeah.
And I, like, before we went out to the club, and I tweeted Drake, I was like, yo, just drop God's plan, stop bullshitting. And he dropped it that night. And so yo, I got mind control over Drake. You know what I'm saying? When he come, I'll be quiet. But when he leave, I'll be talking again.
I'll be talking again. Okay, you so, know, that's I mean, cool, I bro. I mean, you know what? You, Drake, Billie Eilish, you know, all chilling in a section. Right. I don't know. Marseille Martin. You know what I'm saying? Like that sounds fun. That sounds like a good time.
Everybody knows Drake's fucking with Mari Bailey's mom, and she is well above.
I'd be pissed. I'd be pissed if my mom was fucking with Drake.
I'd be tight to a certain extent. Like,
I wouldn't be tight because of the act of her fucking with Drake. I would be tight because my niggas would never let that shit go.
I don't. Niggas can talk all they want to if I'm in the freshest OVO shoes.
The Nocta shit.
I need all the Nocta shit. Drake, you can fuck with my mama, Drake, but I need all the Nocta shit. I need the OVO Jordan collection. I need the 12s. I need everything. I need to hear the album. I need to hear everything. You're thinking about putting an album. You got to send an MP3 to me first. I need all that. And then you can fuck with my mom.
shout out to Mari Bailey, though.
I'm not above whoring my mother out for early album access.
That's crazy. That's crazy as fuck. So you would be comfortable with your mother fucking with Drake as long as you can hear CLB.
Oh, he ain't fucking my mama now. My dad ain't playing that shit.
Big Vince ain't playing that shit.
He was like going for that. I seen this nigga put in work. I think I was like 6-7 years old. I seen this nigga put in work before, so I'm good.
You seen him put in work before? Where at, nigga?
Let's talk about it. Fuck it, we wild. We speeding. I'll talk about it.
Hold on. What Nori be saying? Did I go too far?
We speeding. They can't. I guess they might be up fine. They ain't got no social media. We all right. So this is I'm like 7-8 years old. We are going to my grandmother's house in town. Mm-hmm. She's staying in Wilmington. Shout out South Claymont Street. Mm-hmm. So niggas was shooting dice. Like she stays in like one of them little townhome project joints.
Yeah.
So the niggas was shooting dice like outside of her front steps because she got like the wall or whatever, like up to the little porch or whatever. And so we pulled up. And my dad was like, yo, y'all niggas gotta leave. And nigga was like, yo, nah, we ain't leaving. And he said, all right, cool. We said, what's going in the house? So he sent me in the house. Mm. I know what's going on. So I ran upstairs. So I got to the window where I could see downstairs. And this nigga was in his, he's like coming off of work. He had a fucking, like, a dress shirt, tie, all that shit on.
A dress shirt and a tie.
Him and this nigga out front. I forget my guy's name. But they got the scrapping. I'm looking at the front. My nigga. The pops was fucking this nigga up.
Shout to Vince, nigga. God damn. Shout to Cap Vince.
I wish he would have shit me on the nigga. But he fucked young bull up and sent him and his mans down the way. And then came in the house like nothing happened. And it was crazy. Yeah, so I seen this nigga put a word from young bull. So I know how he give it up. So I'm sure Drake could fuck with Chubbs. If
that's be. Some that's some dad shit right there, man. Shout out to dads, for sure.
Of course,
for
fathers, yes, real fathers. Yes.
Real quick, man. Speaking of like podcasts and shit that I'll be listening to, I listen to the Jacked podcast. Have you ever heard of that shit?
Jacked? No, I heard that.
It's a pod. It's 6 episodes. All the episodes is about 30 to 40 minutes, and it's about Guy and like the birth of New Jack Swing. And it basically just tell Guy and Teddy Riley's story. That shit is phenomenal. Highly, highly recommend. Including their, they had big beef with New Edition, bro. Like niggas died.
I could Teddy from over here. Yeah, Harlem. See, Teddy from the East Coast. Yeah, I knew he's at least East Coast nigga.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, bro.
Teddy been in mad groups too. Let's not.
Teddy has had 1,500 groups.
Yeah.
Guy was fired, though. I feel like Guy don't get enough credit, to be completely honest.
Oh, no. Guy got a couple joints.
You know who else don't get enough credit? I was thinking about earlier today. Khalees.
I don't know about enough credit.
But Khalees was fired, bro. Khalees was different.
She was cool.
Khalees was big different. And Pharrell played a huge, huge part in that. But, nigga, I was listening earlier today to... I hate you so much right now. Nigga, listen. They was in a fucking bag on that shit. Her and Pharrell,
that's,
nigga.
Nah, that's one of them ones. And she got bossy and that's it.
Whoa. I implore everybody on this podcast or who's listening to this podcast to go listen to Khalees' discography. You will not be disappointed. Promise you that. Listen,
I'm not here to shame Khalees. That would be wrong and ill of me to do. But I would say she's appropriately rated and respected in the culture.
Nah, bro. All right, so you tell me, nigga. I'm really drunk. We're going to have to end this podcast soon. Who's underrated to you?
Underrated musically?
Yes.
Fetty Wap.
He's not underrated.
Fetty Wap is super underrated.
He's not underrated.
He's very underrated.
He had the greatest short run of all time, and then he flamed out.
I don't think enough people acknowledge it like that.
Okay. he apparently had a crazy set of Rolling Loud too.
Listen, I've been trying to get my 8 hours of sleep a night. It hasn't been working these past couple of days. One, because Rolling Loud happened. The other night, I stayed up and I watched.
All the live streams?
No, not the live streams. I ain't wild like that. But I watched the YouTube recap, or the YouTube, basically people filming the sets of about a good 9 to 10 artists. I'm going to see. I was wild the other night. But I'm going to see if I can pull up who I was watching. But I literally watched a ton of niggas just sets. Oh, it's out of my YouTube. Recently watched, but I literally watched just about everybody who I fuck with sets like in its entirety. And what I came away with was my nigga Nav got hits, man. Nav is that nigga, and I'm tired of you, nigga. Nav is underrated. There you go. Nav got hits. As soon as you niggas fuck with him, the more you'll appreciate
him. I got a lot better things that I could be doing than listen to you blow Nav.
Name three. All right. You talking about your name three?
Oh shit! I hate Nath. I hate Nath. I can't stand that nigga saying nigga.
Listen, this nigga said nigga once or twice. Or
that is not true.
But it was back in the day.
Once or twice times 20.
Once he learned the error in his ways, this nigga hasn't said nigga in a good 3 or 4 years.
Maybe 4 or 5. I fuck with Belly way more than I fuck with Nath.
And Belly's cool. That's a mistake. Nav is crazy. and the point where I say Nav is crazy is if Nav get a nigga on his song, a nigga will go crazy. Like, as far as 2020,
yeah.
As far as Future goes, Future's best verse of 2020 was on Nav's album.
I wouldn't know because I don't listen to Nav albums. So I'm missing out on Navadius gems because I hate Nav.
I'm telling you, you are literally missing on the greatest Future verse of, I want to say, at least the past 4 or 5 years.
That's really unfortunate. But you know what?
And that's crazy.
On that note, Nav has sucked all the energy out of our respective rooms. So it's time to wrap this shit up. L's of the week. What's your L, Wes?
I really ain't playing this. But we did touch on him a little bit earlier. Pause. Not only is how to go to T.J. Ward, NFL safety, former Cleveland Brown. He might have been indoctrinated. Jesus. I don't know if you two linked up at some point when he was a Brown to spew whatever doctrine you had in your mind. I don't know. But yes, T.J. Ward was speaking on the NFL's. So the NFL, if you're not familiar, the NFL came out with some rules as far as vaccinated and unvaccinated players.
Yeah.
The vaccinated players are going to have to kind of go through some less testing and have a little bit more freedom than the unvaccinated players do, who are going to have to deal with some further testing and further restrictions,
yeah,
as well as further consequences if their teams suffer a COVID outbreak.
Mm-hmm. Amongst the unvaccinated, yeah.
It's fact. And so for my team, everybody knows I fuck with DC, you know what I'm saying? Chill Mo, kill Mo.
The Washington Redacted.
Mo sauce. The Washington, I guess it's going to be the Red Wolves or some bull, some dumb shit like that.
I can get with that.
No.
All right, if you prefer Redskins.
Yeah, the Washington Guardians. So we're going to... So our head coach, you know what I'm saying, he was diagnosed with cancer last year, 2020. Mm-hmm. And our team vaccination rate is low, one of the lowest in the leagues. I think we're still under 50%. And our coach kind of speaking to like, hey, that's kind of fucked up. Like, hey, our vaccination rate's low. I'm coming off dealing with cancer. It'd be easier for me to do my job if, like, most niggas was vaccinated because I don't have to have that worry about catching COVID from fucking half the team, which is a valid complaint. This nigga TJ Ward said,
nobody asked.
Basically, you know, nobody asked
TJ Ward anything.
Nobody asked him. This nigga just unwarranted talking about, hey, well, it is what it is. You guys got to accept responsibility for players not being vaccinated, and don't blame your life choices, your previous life choices.
Like Ron Rivera chose to get cancer.
Right, like that tells me to you. And TJ Ward was like, and he's talking about like further, say, hey, I have people in my family who have cancer.
Doubled and tripled down.
Right, but they smoked for years and they did this and that for years, so that apparently they deserve cancer is what I'm gathering from him. So for him to kind of imply, or not even imply, but to basically say that, hey, no, you can choose whether you want to get cancer or not, is just stupid, very ignorant, that's very fuck dumb. Two, it's stupid, ignorant, and dumb. And three, it's stupid, ignorant, and dumb. Like, this shit don't make no fucking sense. It's a terrible thing for you to say.
Terrible.
It implies that you're dumb as shit and you can't fucking use your reason, which is dumb because you, TJ Ward, I believe he was thinking went to college. Awful players went to college.
Yeah, he went to Oregon.
Still, you're able to discern right and wrong, and you're familiar, especially if you've dealt with cancer in your family. You know how cancer fucking affects everybody. It doesn't matter what you've done previously. Mm-hmm. So for just him to imply that shit is fucking stupid. He deserves L of the week. And if we got Denver on the schedule, I know we're putting 40 on their fucking head, nigga, because we're winning the Super. We're winning the NFC East.
Okay, yeah. Walk that back.
We're in the NFC East in maybe one playoff game this year, nigga.
We're winning the Super Bowl. Do not get it twisted at all.
Listen. Mm-hmm. Your quarterback.
Yes. Yeah.
Got tackled while running away from campus police.
And he only broke a couple of ribs, and he recovered very quickly.
Your star defensive player.
Yeah.
Is a serial bonker. he be bonking niggas.
Listen, we good, bro. Set, we go. Take, we good. We good, bro. Trust me. And I say this, and I feel like this is the fourth time I've said this on this podcast. The Browns are actually good. Like
your running back's name is a euphemism for an erection.
Yep, and I'm getting a fucking jersey too, and then the 1946 throwback.
Your backup running back is
famous
for sweet chin music.
Oh boy. The problematicness is flowing as the drinks are flowing. Also, I gotta give you a shout out, bro. You put me on to D Serrano a while ago. Man, D Serrano and Dark Liquor is incredible. Like, incredible.
I gotta shout out my sister on this one right here, because like, until we I got moved to my sister a couple months ago. And at the time of her, I really wasn't hit. Like, I've heard of D. Serrano.
Yeah.
Like, I never, like, used it or thought of it at all. And she kept it in the fridge. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck is this? She's like, just throwing us some dark liquor. I was like, what do you, all right, whatever. Yeah, bro. Throwing us some dark liquor, and god damn it. Everything on Moretto, my nigga.
Everything, little baby. Nigga, like, I was in Mexico, bro, and when I wasn't drinking tequila, I was off Remy and D. Serrano, and that shit was incredible. So shout out to your sister. Shout out to West Sister. Shout out to West Sister. Yeah. But yeah, bro. TJ Ward, nigga, that CTE is setting in young. Crazy. I don't think that nigga's 30 yet. But my L of the week, shout out to Mia for the conversation we had earlier today. My L of the week goes to the Biden administration. Yeah, your boy,
home team shit,
Joseph R. Biden. Because the moratorium on eviction ends this week. Essentially, people over the course of the pandemic, over the last year and a half, people have not, there's been a moratorium on conviction. So, or on eviction. So people, whether they were facing eviction or not, were not legally permitted to get evicted because of the financial hardships of the pandemic. Well, that randomly ends this week. So, for all of the millions and millions and millions of people who have lost jobs over the course of the pandemic, or even the people who was already at risk before the pandemic, they're fucked. I don't know how this date was decided upon, but the Biden administration has elected not to try to extend any of the hardship exceptions made during the pandemic. So basically, if you behind on rent, if you lost your job over the pandemic, that doesn't matter. You're also going to get kicked out of your home because America has no sympathy for the destitute.
Yeah, that's ugly. I meant to hit my dog, JB. Yeah, I'm saying I'm going to tell him chill out on that. And
if that nigga met you today, he would not remember your name.
Yeah, I guess I know where he lives though. I know his presidential address and his address when he comes home.
Which of the three counties does he live in?
Newcastle, baby. Everything that's popping happens in Newcastle. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to worry about Kent and Sussex. You feel me? Everything that's cracking goes on up here in Newcastle County, my dog.
But yeah, it's just another situation in which the less fortunate in America have no protection. Capitalism is a scam. we are, again, this country is all about that dollar. And you know, it doesn't matter how many millions and millions and millions of people fall under that poverty line, they will not receive any help. And you know, the leaders in this country would rather see them on the street than to pass legislation to help them get back on their feet. And that's the reality of the world that we live in. Also includes the Delta variant and Jason Derulo. So shit sucks sometimes.
Two things that have been and will be ravaging America for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
It's a wild world we live in, bro.
But we thankful to be here. You know what I'm saying? Man,
as bad as it is here, it's like maybe one of the places I might rather be.
I will say, bro, I feel like this is the podcast equivalent of I really love y'all niggas, bro. Y'all my fucking dogs. I appreciate your friendship, my nigga. I always have. But as we get older, that shit becomes more and more important and plays a bigger and bigger role in my life. So I appreciate your friendship. I appreciate the fuck out of you. I appreciate fucking Adrian, even though he is two classes out of our income range. That's okay. He still likes us sometimes.
Very, very secluded.
I appreciate you. I appreciate Adrian. I appreciate Corey. I appreciate the whole Diamond Dynasty Degenerates chat. I appreciate Mia. I appreciate Dro. Shout out to Dro. Shout out to Dro. Shout out to Dro.
Get out of here, man. Now I'm playing. Salute to Dro. Salute to Mia. Coming Mia right up the road right now. We about to get in some trouble. Come this.
Yeah, man.
Not even
yeah.
The summer because Delta variant going
crazy. Yeah. She said you were unwilling to come to Philly. That she offered for you to come to Philly and you wasn't by it.
That's not. Oh, to move to Philly? Absolutely not. It's much cheaper where I live at right now. I can get to Philly in less than an hour from where I am. So, Philly. No, I'm moving to Philly. But we will definitely make moves soon come.
Yes, sir. Soon come, that soon come has been almost 2 years now. I'm not going to tell y'all niggas again. This is my ultimatum. All right? This is it.
Okay? Listen, the ultimatum is not going to mean anything. But I'm telling you, this weekend I'm definitely going to hit niggas up. Like, hey. We got to do it now or not at all.
I feel you. It's time, bro. It's definitely time.
I just need to see Lil Baby and Lil Durk.
All right. I guess we'll try to fit in somewhere in that. I guess we're somewhere behind the other OT, the unnamed OTF niggas. So yeah. That's cool.
You got to get in where you fit in, bro.
But no, for real though, I'm Big Fried. Niggas got work in the morning. It's time to sign off. This was a fun one. If y'all liked it, we will definitely do it again. Once again, IG, Twitter, at Beware the Ills, at Uptown Ace Boogie, at Ain't That Wiz. Fuck with your boys. Both halves of the Wayne Wonder Twins. Wayne Wonder Twin powers activate. Take the shape of. A Cutlass Supreme.
Ooh. Wayne Wonder Twins take the shape of a nice and cold 211.
Yes. Ooh! Woo! Yes, sir. Yeah. That's the energy that I need to end this podcast. So we're gonna sign off. I'm gonna try to clean up this Milagro that I spilled all over my floor and pass the fuck out face down. Cause that's all I got for y'all right now.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm going to Big Bed, as the young kids call it. And we'll see y'all on the flip side. You feel me? Keep fucking with us. We're going to fuck with y'all. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Bordells, we out, bitch.
Yes, sir.